Okay, Caroline Baird for ETCFM, for Meet Poverty History Radio. I'm here with Dave, one of the supporters of the rally. Can I ask you, Dave, what made you come along today?
What made me come along? Well, for a long time I've been interested in the political scenario, particularly surrounding the African countries. We were associated with the ANC, the African National Congress, and we've been part of that movement for half a century.
And what do you think of the day so far today?
I think it's been fantastic. I would think it's difficult to estimate the numbers here, but I would say there's hundreds of thousands here.
And do you think it'll make a difference to the G8 leaders?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether those people are ever prepared to listen. They didn't listen to the huge anti-war demonstration in London where there were a million. I'm not sure whether they would listen. I would hope so. We always hope so. That's why we're here.
And if you could give a message directly to the G8, what would that be?
I would say, get rid of poverty. Go for it. You can do it. You've got the politics, but you haven't got the will.
First of all, if you could tell me your name and where you've come from.
I'm Janet Kirkley, and we've come from Oxford.
And what made you come along today?
Well, I believe passionately in this. I served as a VSO when I was 18 in Zambia, and I know that things are worse now than when I was there. My father-in-law was the founding director of Oxfam, and so, you know, I've watched development happen over the last sort of 20, 30 years, and I just think it's time for a really big change.
And what do you think of the day today?
It's been absolutely amazing. It's incredibly moving, and I'm now just overwhelmed, really.
Can you just tell me your name and where you come from?
I'm Andrew Black, and I'm from Dunfermline in Fife.
And what do you think of the day so far today?
It's been really good so far. We've seen a lot of crazy stuff, like the G8 monster running around places. A lot of people smoking fake cigars. It's very good, very anti-capitalist. I like it.
Richard Porteous from Redditch, south of Birmingham.
And what brought you along today?
I just wanted to kind of demonstrate my views on the situation where rich countries seem to be able to put down poor countries, and so I just wanted to make my own statement, I suppose.
And what do you think of the day so far?
Absolutely brilliant. It's better than I thought, because I knew there'd never be as many as Bob Geldof was asking for, but there were certainly more here than I had expected, and it's been a great day.
Do you think it'll make a difference to the G8 leaders?
I don't really know, to be honest. I think they're cocooned away from this sort of stuff, and all of this may well be airbrushed from them. I think it will get into their consciousness somewhere, and I think it's good for these people and for myself just to make our statement as well.
And if you could speak to them directly, what would you say?
I just say that the world is such an unfair place, and that really we're so blessed with what we've got, and we should just be sharing it. And I just feel in some ways that certain political countries use their politics to keep others down and just to support their own, you know, and they're already very, very rich people in comparison to what other countries have got available to them. And I just think it's immoral, really.